The incarnation of a soul is a massive reduction of the power of the soul to a scale that is appropriate to a physical form. It is a reduction of an immortal life system into the framework of time and the span of a few years. It is the reduction to five physical senses of a perceptual system that partakes simultaneously, through direct experience, of countless lifetimes, some of them physical and some of them non-physical. The soul chooses, voluntarily, to undertake this experience in order to heal. The personality is those parts of the soul that require healing, along with those parts of the soul, such as compassion and love, that the soul has lent to the process of healing in that lifetime. The splintered aspects of the soul, the aspects that require healing, need to interact in physical matter so that each part of the splinteredness can become whole. The personality is like a complex mandala that is formed from these splintered parts, in addition to the parts that are not splintered. It comes directly from the parts of the soul that the soul has chosen to work on in this lifetime to heal, that need to experience physical matter, and those parts that the soul has given to the process of healing in which you are involved. The soul is. It has no beginning and no end, but flows toward wholeness. The personality emerges as a natural force from the soul. It is an energy tool that the soul adapts to function within the physical world. Each personality is unique because the configuration of energy of the soul that formed it is unique. It is the persona of the soul, so to speak, that interacts with physical matter. The conflicts of a human's life are directly proportional to the distance at which an energy of personality exists separately from the soul. When a personality is in full balance, you cannot see where it ends and the soul begins. That is a whole human being.